From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. Tensions in eastern Ukraine continue to rise as the country's government says an anti-terrorism operation against pro-Russian separatists in the area is underway. Ukrainian airborne troops have reportedly landed near the eastern town of Kramatorsk as part of a special operation against the protesters. And earlier, Ukrainian forces regained control of an airfield near the town with reports of injuries. In the hours before the operation, U.S. President Barack Obama called Russian President Vladimir Putin to discuss the situation in eastern Ukraine. Washington correspondent Priscilla Huff reports.
The White House says the phone call was Moscow's idea. U.S. President Barack Obama urged Russian President Vladimir Putin to exert all of his influence to pull back and remove support for pro-Russian irregular forces operating in Ukraine. The American president underscored how much restraint Ukraine has demonstrated and that it is up to Russia to reduce tensions by withdrawing its military from the border. With rising concerns about intimidation and escalatory rhetoric, Washington remains committed to the upcoming talks in Geneva, sending U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry. While at the same time, President Obama is warning President Putin Russia's political and economic isolation will increase if they don't change their tune.
The U.S. city of Boston is marking the anniversary of last year's marathon bombing, which killed 3 people and injured more than 260 others. Wreaths have been laid at the site of the explosions, followed by a commemoration with speeches from dignitaries and survivors. The 118th Boston Marathon is set to take place next Monday and is expected to have the second highest number of attendees in the marathon's history. Vice President Joe Biden said this is a testament to the strength of Boston.
You will send a resounding message around the world, not just to the rest of the world, but to the terrorists, that we will never yield. We will never cower. America will never, ever, ever stand down. We are Boston. We are America. We respond. We endure. We overcome. And we own the finish line.
In Nigeria, about 100 schoolgirls are reported to have been abducted. Gunmen, who are thought to be part of the Islamist militant group Boko Haram, attacked a school in the state of Borno and forced the girls onto buses. The attack came shortly after 70 people were killed in bomb explosions on Monday in Nigeria's capital, Abuja. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. Privacy campaigners have raised concerns over the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation's plans to build a new facial recognition system, which they say could contain over 52 million photos by next year. The Electronic Frontier Foundation says the system will look through a huge database of images to identify someone, based on his or her appearance, regardless of criminal history. Lorna Shattuck has more.
The FBI says its new system, part of the Next Generation Identification Program, or NGI, will reduce terrorism and criminal activity and offer state-of-the-art biometric identification services. But the civil liberties group, the EFF, says this database could hold information on up to a third of all Americans, adding facial data to the FBI's already large collection of fingerprints, retina scans, and palm prints. They're concerned that pictures of non-criminals would be stored alongside those of criminals. That's because under the new system, if a candidate is asked to submit a photo for a government job or a background check, that would now be stored by the FBI on the new database. Lorna Shattuck, Washington.
A former counter-terror chief has been appointed in the UK to investigate allegations of a plot by hardline Islamists to take over schools. Officials in Birmingham are looking into claims of a coordinated effort to force schools into adopting more Islamic cultures. UK correspondent Ollie Barrett reports.
Peter Clark, former national head of counter-terrorism at London's Met Police, will lead the inquiry into 25 Birmingham schools. Birmingham City Council says it's had over 200 reports in its investigation so far. It follows a so-called Operation Trojan Horse letter uncovered in March, purportedly outlining attempts to install governors and senior staff in schools who would be more sympathetic to Muslim doctrines. But Peter Clark's appointment by the Education Secretary is controversial, with a West Midlands police chief calling it desperately unfortunate because he says unwarranted conclusions will be drawn as a result of Mr. Clark's former counter-terror role. Ollie Barrett, London.
And that's the latest feature story news. Rebecca Foster reporting.